Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And we saw some firmness pretty much across the entire grain market here. March corn at 490 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. May at 501 and 3/4, up 4 3/4. December at 515 and a quarter, up 2. Make sure to read tonight's Tech Tuesday. We are seeing a bit of a better technical picture in the corn market. No guarantees that we're going to go racing higher, but we have firmed up and we'll see how we trade out the rest of the week. Remember, we do have the December WASDE coming out on Friday. Make sure to join us for live coverage. January soybeans at 1308 and a half, up 2 1/4. March at 1329 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. May at 1345 and a half, up 3 1/2. All November beans at 1276, up 3. January bean oil at 5026 is down 98, while meal at 41850 was up 1020. Spring crush at 114 even, that was down 50. We saw China back in the market to buy wheat today. They bought 198,000 tons of SRW. This makes 2 days in a row with purchases. And looking at March wheat, 630 even, up 9 1/2. We did trade as high as 636 and a quarter, though, so we didn't finish that strongly. March Kansas City at 661, up 3 1/4. We had a high there, 670. And March Minneapolis at 739, up 2 3/4, with a high of 745. So again, we need to keep seeing these export sales, and we need to keep this idea that China is coming back into the corn market, at least in some sort of intermittent fashion, to keep prices firming. January rice at 1683, down 7. March cotton, 7968, that was up a buck. Well, May at 8027 was up 85. Live cattle for February, 168.62, up 155. Feeders, 214.30, up 378. Cutouts did drop again yesterday, and that is creating some negative packer margins once again, and that may create trouble for the cattle market. February hogs at 69.40, down 140 as cash hogs continue to move lower. December milk at 16.31, up 15. January orange juice, 366.25, down 17.95. We have expanded limits there. January crude oil, 72.36, down 68. The low of the day was 72.17. We saw some interday strength, but again, the market wound lower. It was good news for the diesel, 263.01, down almost 3 cents a gallon, and unleaded at 211.15, down 2 1/4 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 270 was up 1. We traded as high as 278 and could not hold those gains. Gold at 2037, down $4.60. Silver 2450, down 40 cents. Dollar index at 103.95 now. That's up 25. Traded as high as 104.09. It's interesting that we're seeing the dollar bounce even though interest rates are dropping. Stocks mixed on the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 36,124. Down about 80 points, S&P 500, 45.66, down 3. NASDAQ Composite, 14,229, up 44, with a gain of about 0.3%. Interest rates noticeably lower. We do have a big jobs report on Friday. The interest rate market is getting pushed. The bonds, the futures are deeply oversold, and the charts on these rates are deeply, deeply oversold. So a surprise could have an outsized effect. The 2-year at 4.58, down 5 basis points. The 10-year at 4.17, down 8 basis points. The 30-year at 4.30, down 11 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.